And I've been in this business a long time. If there are no questions after a presentation, that's usually... No, there was a gentleman who asked the first question last year. All right, go ahead.
So, my name is Bill Johnson. I'm a Lehman brother. Does Walmart pick sides in the election?
No, I think what I'd like to say is we've taken the side of the customer, but we haven't. No, we've been relentlessly nonpartisan in this. And I think that the customer is our great platform. And that's what we've tried to represent. And I think the reasons why the politicians have come to us and paid attention to us because they recognize we're a way to speak to that customer. There's one over there. You have to wait for the mic to arrive.
Here.
Thanks. So what will be looking at the election coming, depending on who wins, I mean, what is the benefits of one versus the other winning? I mean, obviously there's Karchek, and we talked, you know, that came up earlier today and so on, but what are some of the positives coming if there's a Barack Obama administration or a McCain administration, you know, that you can think of right off the top of your head?
You might not have heard Mr. Scott's question, so I'm not going
to
answer
that. That's why I'm asking the question to follow up on that. I mean, trying to get you to not necessarily take sides, just talk pluses and minuses.
Yeah. You know, I actually think, as I try to say in that slide, that there's opportunities with either party. Because I think one thing that this election has kind of shown is that we've got a common set of problems that the country needs to address: energy, healthcare, the environment, and the economic situation. And my sense is that both of these candidates, ultimately, they want the middle class to succeed in America. And they have different ways of getting there, but they want the middle class to succeed. And if the middle class succeeds in America and small business succeeds in America, then Sam's is going to succeed and Walmart's going to succeed. So I'm not smart enough. You're smarter than I am about this to know which of these economic policies is the best solution to that. But I think if they just wake up every morning and go to work, try and help small business and try and help the middle class, it'll be good for businesses like ours.
That was the same answer you just gave him.
Yeah, well, that's the true. It's the true answer. Is there another one in the back?
Hi. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about your engagement with unions and your favorability ratings there, and perhaps present that in the context of the card check legislation and maybe how you're better prepared to deal with something like that coming in 2009 than you might have been in, say, 2006.
Yeah. I think first, to your question, it's important to always separate out kind of what union members think of Walmart and kind of, you know, what organized labor does from a political standpoint. So as you saw in those numbers, this store and this brand are very popular with working people, whether they're unionized or not unionized, and that continues to be true today. I think that we, as a company, I think we're in a strong position to represent this argument because of all the work I just described. So we have much better relationships with politicians on both sides of the aisle than we might have had a few years ago. So we've got a legitimate place to be in this debate. We also have better relationships with small business and with others who are going to be part of this debate. So I think that, this company is in good shape. I think that the benefits and the opportunity we provide our associates puts us in great shape with those associates, if anything, in the future. But to me, as I said before, the critical issue here is that from a political standpoint, I don't think this debate has really been engaged. The more sunshine and the more light is paid on is on this bill, the weaker the proponents of this bill will be. And so I think our obligation, and I think there's retail's engaged in this, small businesses engaged in this, is between the election itself and when Congress comes back, for there to be more visibility on the bill and what it means. And I think it's our obligation to be part of that. And it's our sense that as people do pay more attention to it, that our ability to change that bill and defeat that bill will be much greater. There's one all the way over there. Is this the last one?
Hi. The concept of the Walmart mom is a really positive message. Is there any way to capitalize that outside of the U.S.? I mean, is there like a way you can make the Walmart mom a marketing tool in China or Brazil or Argentina or Puerto Rico or Mexico?
Well, you might have to ask my colleagues about that. I think as Eduardo and Stephen Quinn showed today, just in the 11 moms who were on our who are blogging for us, I think the concept of the Walmart mom is applicable around the world, because that's our customer around the world, and our customers around the world in a similar, you know, economic situation. Whether politically that turns out to be kind of something prevalent or from a marketing tactical standpoint, that occurs. But I believe that as a concept, it's, you know, it's powerful everywhere in the world. Is that it? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leslie. And we will see everybody tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Good night, and this will conclude our webcast.